This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look.
Even when the politics was hard.
But did you succeed on your own terms? Back in the campaign, you talked about Ronald Reagan changing the trajectory of the country, setting on a fundamentally different path. Do you think you did that?
I think I did, in the sense that there's a whole generation coming up behind us that was engaged, inspired, worked for change during the course of my presidency, saw what was possible, and that generation, it's coming. They're not the majority yet, but they're going to be the majority soon. When you look at how they value diversity, how they believe in science, how they care about the environment, how they believe in not discriminating against people for sexual orientation, and you know, their belief that we have to work with other countries to create a more peaceful world and to alleviate poverty. That's the majority of an entire generation that's coming up behind us.
They didn't come out to vote.
Well, you know, they came out to vote for me. And they came out to vote where that spirit was touched. The next phase, and this is part of what I'm interested in doing after I got out of the presidency, is to make sure that I'm working with that next generation so that they understand you can't just rely on inspiration. There's a little perspiration involved in bringing about change too. That you have to be organized. That you have to vote even when it's not exciting.
You know, interesting here in that conversation with George Stephanopoulos and President Obama, you know, Scott, that he talks about this this generation, and certainly you can break it down, and I think, you know, some of the millennials, which certainly is the future of this country, have figured it out, and that is that does the message, you know, produce anything? Does it produce results? People will do that which they get rewarded for. And if they are, you know, constitutionalists, if they believe in the Constitution, they believe in what the Founding Fathers believe in, and they want to support that, which I believe there are a percentage of millennials who do that, who are well-educated, they see what's going on, and they are fighting, and they got out and voted. And, you know, and what they should understand is President Obama would like to lead a charge of people like himself who are like-minded, that we're moving our country away from the Constitution, that we're, you know, thinking in terms of this this grander picture of a global entity where there's no walls and no borders. And you know, what happens at that point, then you become a globalist and you're thinking, okay, everybody, you know, everybody's purse is all brought in together. This opens the door to socialism and other things that I think that there was a percentage of people, unfortunately, there were enough people that could see and understand the trajectory that this country was on. And they came out to vote and said, no, that's not what we want. We want more what has made this country unique, and that is the Constitution and what our Founding Fathers fought for.
Well, your other thing is in those socialist countries and stuff like that, you have your ruling class is the class that has all the money.
Yes.
It's not like in Russia when they were, you know, the USSR, that the people in power didn't have all the money. It was the, it was a me, a Scott, or a Bill, mm-hmm. or you know, the people listening to this show that suffer.
Right.
You know, the people in power are going to have money. Look at China. Look at North Korea. Mm-hmm. Look at all these other places. It's not like they don't have money. It just never filters down. It never gets to the people that are at the bottom.
Exactly. And here you have a chance where it it does, you know, start with we the people. And we're the ones that are on top of this, and we do not need to abdicate our reign and our rule.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, that's our goal, isn't it? Let's get this country back on track, get it moving again. The big dreams that are starting to come about, I encourage you to continue to dream those big dreams because, hey, look, it's very shortly, as you heard from Andy Koenig, we've got a government that's operating to unleash this productive potential that has just been lying dormant, that's been hamstrung with all these regulations. I mean, could you believe that number? I mean, $700-800 billion of that has adversely affected our economy with all these rules and regulations. And this is the problem with President Obama's policies, is that he sees no correlation. Somehow it's supposed to even out. But meanwhile, it's us, we the people, that are suffering through, that have not experienced, as David Stockman so brilliantly put it, in saying, Bill, we haven't had one net breadwinning job since 2000. Is it any wonder that America is frustrated? Well, with us right now is Jennifer Breeden on another topic. Jennifer's a legal analyst and human rights attorney concentrating on religious extremist ideology and domestic and international law with the Clarion Project. Prior to joining the Clarion Project, Jennifer worked for a Washington, D.C.-based nonprofit international Christian concern as the regional manager for the Middle East. Jennifer, I know you're overseas, and I'm glad we were able to get connected because we went through quite an ordeal of you being able to be on and not, huh?
We did, Bill, and I'm so sorry for that. It was pretty crazy, but, you know, nothing will keep you from the Bill Martinez Show.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you coming on. Of course, domestically here, I'm going to bring you back to Florida for just a moment. We got a little bit of a snap, but not like, I think 48 of the 50 states right now that are experiencing ice. We don't have any ice here in Florida. We're one of only two that doesn't, but it's still, it's still been rather cool here. But of course, last Friday was pretty crazy with what happened at the airport, with this, lone gunman, at point blank, killing five people, injuring nine others.
Yeah, no, and we've been following that over here. My colleague Ryan Meyer and I have been, you know, we've been stuck over here and we've been following this. It's a crazy situation because this is a person who was raised, he's Puerto Rican descent. He was raised in Miami. I was actually born and raised in Miami. And so most of the Latin American population, the Latinos there, are born Christian or Catholic.
Right.
And don't have this. And he was a veteran. He went over to Iraq. He was actually discharged by the military for going AWOL a couple times and leaving his troops and everything like that. And so, you know, that was one thing that has been coming out in these interviews. He's been going to Alaska, and we do have information to dictate that there are some extremist ties in Alaska. Well, we don't know what happened in Iraq in these times that he left his military force, that he left his troops, and whatever happened out there. We don't know that. We do know that his ex-girlfriend called and warned the feds about terrorism. And once again, we've seen that the Homeland Security, the federal government, failed to listen to these warnings from people who had good knowledge that there could mm-hmm. be a terrorist activity.
Well, he even went to the FBI and says, look, I got people, a government is talking to me, and they're making me watch ISIS videos and things like that. I mean, you would already gather that he's becoming unhinged. I'm not sure what he did in Iraq, because there's been differing reports there, Jennifer. He was a combat engineer is what I heard on one report, but I'm not sure exactly what he did, if he was on the front line and engaged in actual combat. Do you know?
Yes, and as different reports are coming out for that, we can't say definitively at this time, but one thing we do know, and what we've said at the Crane Project, is that, you know, what ISIS has done is sort of create this global ideology, this mentality that states that if you can even adhere to the ideologies, you might need to be part of this global caliphate or this genocidal revolution, then join us. But if you have any sort of, it's not like there are two separate streets here. One's not unique to the other. So if you have a mental instability or PTSD or some kind of mental issue, and you have started to adhere to this genocidal ideology, it's not like those two sides are separate. And so what we try to do in America, and especially what the left tries to do in America, is to say that, you know, many people there try to say that these are separate things. This is either a mental disorder or it's, you know, radical Islamic ideology, but it can be the same. It's something that's easy to adhere to if you are falling into this, you know, sort of crazy ideology or crazy mindset where you don't know what to do, you're feeling psychosis, and you have some of these kind of things that have been going on that make you not adhere to normal mindsets. And so while different reports are coming out of what happened on the front line, it's very possible that he started to really experience PTSD symptoms in the military and then go on, and because he either left his troops and met with people who adhere to ISIS ideology and started to say, hey, maybe we should start to murder these people so we can, you know, get our ticket to heaven there. It can be hand in hand.
Well, you know, it wasn't that long ago, really. You go back to Vietnam and you remember, our Secretary of State, John Kerry. And John Kerry came back from Vietnam with an interesting perspective that allowed him, I guess, to have dinner with Jane Fonda on many occasions afterwards.
Yeah. Anytime somebody wants to come back and have dinner with Jane Fonda, we should probably question that.
Right. But still, you know, it's just the idea that, the fact that he went AWOL on two different occasions, from his post, I mean, that is huge. That's not just, hey, I lost my way. I mean, this is, you know, this almost smacks of Bo Bergdahl kind of stuff.
It does. And I think that's one of the things that even the people in Bo Bergdahl's own troops and own forces said, you know, when you're in Iraq or when you're in Afghanistan, if you go AWOL, there's really only one other place you can go. You're either on the U.S. military base, or you're with the enemy. I mean, there's really no other place, or else you're just out in the desert. So if you're leaving there's a reason you left, and there's only one other person or group that you were meeting with at that point. And so that's something we need to look into.
Well, of course, sometimes, when things like this happen, we've got due process that takes place, Jennifer, that you're well aware of, that we have to take our time and find out and get the facts and understand what's happening. But meanwhile, ISIS could very well hijack this narrative and say, yeah, he's one of us. There we are. We can chalk up another notch in our belt and say we've gotten over that. We've gotten one on that big Satan, you know, and we utilized one of their very own in order to make this happen. So the narrative is quite dynamic and can expand and be used in any which way, you know, that they can. Although, I'm sure the FBI and the intelligence community, they know what to do with this situation, and they're breaking it down. But yet, for us, for the everyman out there going to the airport with his family, going on vacation, it is a call for us to remain vigilant.
It absolutely is, Bill. You're right. And, you know, we have to remember this guy checked his own gun using his military uniform. And so we have to remember that, you know, we can't just assume just because you have a military uniform that you haven't been either influenced in some way by the enemy.
Yeah, without a doubt. And, some of the reports, from different mainstream media, were surprised that you could, I mean, anybody can check a gun. You can, you know, as long as it goes under, you know, in the plane baggage underneath, you can check a gun in. That's not a problem.
Bill, Bill, I'll tell you right now, we're actually in the Middle East. I'm in the Middle East right now, and they are looking. They made our checked luggage go through baggage claim before we even came in here. So that's one thing the United States is not doing right now, is making sure our checked luggage doesn't contain weapons.
Oh, because overseas they're not going to allow you to carry any and declare a gun, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. Jennifer Breen is with us.
Even within checked luggage.
Okay, more from Jennifer right after this.
Spokesperson Adam Pileski of the Pileski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I'm still number one at the box office, going absolutely crazy. Hitting the half billion mark here domestically. I mean, they'll probably hit a billion before it's all said and done. When you look at all the international numbers, Welcome back. Bill Martinez here. Jennifer Breeden is with us, legal analyst and human rights attorney, concentrating on religious extremist ideology and domestic and international law with the Clarion Project. Jennifer, of course, the report coming out of Israel, the heartbreaking report, is that you have a horrifying moment where a truck driver mows down soldiers in Jerusalem and reverses over them, killing 4, injuring 15 before being shot dead at the wheel. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is blaming the attack on ISIS.
Yes, and I think, you know, we have some very good sources there in Israel on the ground. I mean, this video is horrifying, as you said. It was not just running them over intentionally, but it was reversing and then continuing to run them over several times. It was absolutely horrible. And, you know, one thing we know about Benjamin Netanyahu, when he says something, when he says that whatever he's blamed it on or whatever he knows, it's probably what has happened, because the Israeli intelligence is probably one of the best in the world. And so they know this. And you know, it is actually very scary if the Islamic State has infiltrated into Palestinian leadership government territories where they can so easily not only get into their territories, but get a hold of a truck and then be able to cross the Israeli border, know where the soldiers are or where the Israeli soldiers are going to be vulnerable to such an attack. I mean, that shows a level of cooperation between the Palestinian government, especially Fatah in the West Bank, of course, Hamas in Gaza, but definitely Fatah in the West Bank. And we need to really be vigilant of that and to make sure that this is exactly what we've now done, is trying to align and give more land and more territory to a government that is aligning itself with ISIS just to murder innocent Israelis.
Exactly. Well, this has been an ongoing problem that I believe those of us in the West do not understand. It's even more disconcerting when you have a president and a secretary of state that seem to be disconnected from the reality. When I was in Israel last January, Jennifer, you know, you had young soldiers, you know, they'd come home on the weekends. I mean, they're throughout Jerusalem. I mean, you know, they're walking for the, you know, going home, trying to, you know, be with their families. It's business as usual. As they are, you know, these young people, they're doing their 2-year commitment to serve Israel.
Yes, absolutely. And that's one of the things we said. You know, we looked at this attack and we thought within the first time we heard that 15 people were murdered by this truck running over, backing up, running over again, we're thinking, how many of these people were 18 years old?
I mean,
barely out of high school, wanting to go into university, doing their 2 years of service. And they have families. They go home to their families every weekend. They have mothers and fathers and grandmothers and grandfathers. These are children, Bill. And
yes,
they don't care. And that is the ideology of those that are anti-Israel, that they don't care, because to them, Israelis are demonized, they're dehumanized, and they're made to not be any kind of human person, whereas these could just be children that were doing their job in a border checkpoint that was not as secure as it should have been. And the Palestinian leadership is the only one that would know that well enough to tell the Islamic State if, in fact, they have infiltrated that area, which Benjamin Netanyahu seems to have intelligence that they have.
Well, and this is, again, what the West does not understand is the way the Arabs, ISIS Palestinians look at Jews as being less than human. I mean, this is all, you know, pre-World War II mentality. I mean, also reported in the Drudge Report was the beheading of a man by a 7-year-old. You know, so what does that tell you? You know, it speaks of the indoctrination of what ISIS is doing, not just ISIS, but if it's the Muslim Brotherhood, Palestinians that believe that, you know, an Israeli should be no more. And they are indoctrinated at a very, very early age. And Jennifer, I think I may have mentioned to you last time that I saw this video, which was kind of a graduation class video of 5-year-olds. And they were all dressed up like little jihadis, you know, acting out like they were killing Jews. I mean, this is what they've been indoctrinated in, some of these madrasas, at the age of 5 years old. I mean, this is a generational issue that is not going to be solved over a peace table in a couple of days.
Absolutely is not, Bill. You're right. And that's one of the things that we've seen now, is because back in between the 1920s and 1948, when Israel was recognized as a state, you know, we saw that the Palestinian population, and really that wasn't a state at that point, it was just the people that lived in the land of Palestine, that that was an area where the Jews that were there, which were less than, it was a lesser population, and the Palestinians were living peacefully side by side, working, farming together, and being able to coexist. But then when you saw the surrounding Arab states who rejected the two-state solution by the United Nations, thus making Israel the state government there, you know, that was a legal precedent that made Israel the only recognized government in the area because they accepted it. When the Arabs rejected it, they made the Palestinians believe, even though they weren't the national identity, they were just living in the land that was Palestine as the Jews were, which was then changed to this modern state of Israel. They made them believe that they had this state, this claim, and this propaganda. It's actually one of the most brilliantly, almost double-sided, evil propaganda machines that has come out so that when these Palestinian children are born, whether it's in Gaza or West Bank, they're born to believe that Israel is the enemy. In fact, I've even talked to Palestinian people, not just people, but Palestinian Christians, which is the most heartbreaking thing, because all they've seen growing up is that Israel is the enemy. And my first question that I want to ask them is, but don't you have a government? If you want a state, don't you have a government? In the West Bank, you have Fatah. You have what was formerly the PLO, the Palestinian Liberation Organization. You have these organizations. You have a government that's over you. So why are they treating you so poorly? Why are you looking at Israel there?
Exactly.
And Israel's come to the table to negotiate. Your government has refused to negotiate. The same, well, Hamas is even worse. It's an international terrorist organization. But yet their propaganda is so strong that they are blinded to the truth that this other nation is at fault for their plight, even though they have a government that refuses to negotiate with Israel, refuses to accept the existence of the state of Israel. And because of that, their people are suffering.
It, without a doubt. And then, of course, they look at, the walls that are constructed throughout Israel. That are there for protection because of these very things, trucks running over bodies, people firing into Jewish settlements and this sort of thing. And as a result of these partitions being up, if you want to call them that, or these barriers, it's there to protect the Jews. And it's been, for the most part, fairly successful, hasn't it?
It has been successful. And actually, Israel is the only state in the entire world, the only country, sovereign state in the entire world that is not allowed to defend its national security when it's
constantly
attacked. It's just not allowed by the rest of the world. And so what we've seen not only in the most recent UN Security Council resolution, which was a complete attempt by the Obama administration to just undermine the peace process, to undermine what the United States has stood for all these years, was an implicit and explicit attempt, as we now know, to go under the new president-elect Trump's status with the state of Israel and to change what the United States has stood for, because what we call as occupational land or what we call as a quote-unquote occupation is really another one of the propaganda tools that even Americans have picked up on now, because that's all we hear from the mainstream media, is occupied territory, when in fact it's not. Occupied territory is illegally taken land. But that territory that we're talking about is actually, it's almost no land at all. And it came from UN-recognized peace borders before the 1967 war. They were already erected because even the United Nations, back after 1948, recognized that Israel needed a protective barrier. They deserved those lands. And that's what that land is. And so it's absolutely legally their territory.
Well, and every time they've given up land, what has happened? I mean, they've become launch pads into Israel where whether it's Hamas or the Muslim Brotherhood is firing rockets into Israel. So thank you very much for giving up land for peace, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's good.
And then here it is. You've got, like you said, what the United Nations did and our president, President Obama, on his way out. Why would he do this, Jennifer? In the waning days of his administration, why not sooner? But the waning days like a last-ditch effort here.
Exactly, it is. It's his last-ditch effort, and he doesn't need to be reelected anymore. He can do whatever he wants, even if there's bipartisan disagreement.
Amazing. Jennifer Breen, be safe there. You and Ryan, tell Ryan I said hi. Jennifer is a legal analyst, human rights attorney, concentrating on religious extremist ideology. Thank you, Jen.
Listen, there are two things every American's going to do in their lifetime: die and pay taxes. If you want to live longer, exercise and eat right. We really can't help you much there. But we can help you pay less taxes. If the IRS claims you owe them 10 grand or more in back taxes, you've got two choices. First, you pay them exactly what they want. Wrong answer. Second choice, you call my friends at the Tax Relief Line. They'll call the IRS for you and help you pay less, in some cases, a lot less. They have a track record of saving their clients thousands of dollars. Listen, if you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, call now and see how much we can save you. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520. That's 866-657-8520.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez live.
Show the mercy shown to you.
America, Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, whether you're joining us on any one of the 280-plus affiliates or around the world via shortwave. Welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Carrie Severino is with us right now, Chief Counsel, Policy Director of the Judicial Crisis Network. In that capacity, she has testified before Congress on assorted constitutional issues and briefed senators on judicial nominations. And we've got Carrie here to talk about the Jeff Sessions AG hearings, which is coming on this week. Carrie, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Great. Good to be here, Bill.
Well, break it down for us. What can we look forward to here? This is one thing that we've been hearing, that there's a lot of contention on this choice, and we can look forward to maybe a little bit of some fireworks.
Oh, yeah. The hearings start tomorrow. It should be Tuesday and Wednesday are the hearings. And it's really actually a shame because what we have here is someone who has a long record of public service. Senator Sessions has been, you know, he's been a prosecutor, he's been a federal prosecutor, he's a U.S. attorney, he's been the Attorney General of Alabama, he spent 20 years in the Senate. He has been always very dedicated to enforcing the law equally across the board and has done some really amazing things, particularly in the area of civil rights. He helped break the Klan in Alabama, for example, by having a high profile prosecution of a major lynching there.
But it's ironic that what he's being attacked on here is, I think some people have decided to seize on a couple totally unsubstantiated and uncorroborated things, saying he called someone an African-American boy. He says this never happened. Things like that, where they're trying to make him out to be a racist. And it's just not fair that just because he's a white man with a southern accent, he doesn't get to be called racist. Yeah. These stories are being dredged up. He was from the 80s. There was a hearing as he was nominated to be a judge in the 80s, and wasn't expecting people to be kind of attacking him on this front, mostly because he does have a great civil rights record. So this time, at least, he knows the attacks are coming, and Senator Schumer has made it very clear they're going to try to make his scalp one they can take, I think, to send a message to incoming President Trump and to send a message to the other cabinet nominees that they're going to try to rough them up, too. But the good news is, I think they got the votes. I don't think it's going to ultimately stick.
Well, Senator Schumer, if he had his way, would want all the GOP to now become Democrats suddenly, abandon their responsibility to the people that have voted them into office, and then maybe they can have a kumbaya moment, he says.
Well, yeah, I think that's what he'd like. He'd like a lot of reaching across the aisle, but all in one direction. He wants them to be reaching across to him. I'm sorry, when you don't have the majority in the Senate or the House and the White House, maybe you're the one who needs to be compromising on a couple of things. And again, Senator Sessions, he has bipartisan support. This should not be controversial, but they're really trying to, I think, really send a message. I think they want people to be scared to accept positions in this administration because they know they're going to have their name dragged through the mud. And it's one of those, where do I go to get my reputation back,
exactly,
kind of moments where you're going, this is really unfair. But you know, thanks to Senator Sessions for knowing that he was walking into this and realizing it was so important to be able to be there, because he's going to really, I think, help bring the Department of Justice back into one that we respect the rule of law. And that's something we haven't seen under the Obama administration.
Well, Carrie, like you, I'm hoping that we can get beyond this, but it seems, when I say beyond this, I mean this contention. This is almost Palestinian in root. I mean, to hear Schumer, you know, talk about this stuff, it's like, oh, well, the only way I'll negotiate with you is you convert. Well, come on. That's not going to happen. And just as you say, at every turn, everybody's being bullied. I mean, to the point, I mean, you got Meryl Streep on the center stage last night at the Golden Globes, you know, blasting Donald Trump. I mean, last time I checked, the election's over. And, you know, to go on and drone on like this and to create more contention, and the very thing she accuses Donald Trump of is the very thing that she's doing in terms of bullying people. I mean, you got celebrities that don't want to, you know, for the sake of their name and being allowed to come to the reindeer games in Hollywood and in other A-lister locations, they're not going to participate in the inauguration. So you have a young girl who stepped forward and says, hey, I'm happy to do that. And she just happens to be an incredible singer whose records now are selling out. I mean, it's just incredible that we have this kind of contention. But if we're going to get this country moving again, we got to get beyond this.
Absolutely. It's frustrating to see they're still trying to play politics. For all the concerns that Republicans weren't going to let it go if they didn't win the election, wow, I've never seen anything quite like this. You got people in complete denial. So I think it's just important to remind people that don't listen to the talking points just because they're Hollywood celebrities or senators who have a political agenda doesn't mean they're speaking the gospel truth.
Exactly.
You know, listen very carefully during these upcoming confirmation hearings. I think you'll see Senator Sessions and get to hear more about his record and how excellent he's going to be. He just has such a great experience, and he's going to start doing things the Obama administration didn't do, like, you know, enforcing our drug laws, enforcing our immigration laws, defending our laws in court, unlike what the Obama administration did when they started attacking laws they're supposed to defend, like the Defense of Marriage Act. So I think he'll do all the laws as Congress passes them and not substitute his own policy.
Exactly. Well, you know, President-elect Trump said in the campaign he was going to be a law and order president. And Jeff Sessions, boy, I'll tell you, put a big statement out there and a punctuation on his vision for this country regarding law and order, didn't he?
Oh, absolutely. That's part of the reason he's got so much support from the law enforcement community, too, the Fraternal Order of Police, you know, down the line. And I think partly it's also he doesn't have an agenda of attacking the police. Certainly there are instances, but we've seen the last year where there are some number of police who are inappropriately, you know, it seems like they're racially targeting people, but this has been blown into such a thing that there are people now targeting police in huge numbers. We have huge problems in cities where police are frightened to do their job, and many people are dying as a result because crime is soaring. We need a Department of Justice that's not going to attack the police. And I think Senator Sessions knows how to do that, to cooperate with them, to find problems where there are existing, but not to be putting himself against the law enforcement community.
Exactly. Kerry, you bring up a good point, and this has been something I've been talking about here on this show, and that is we need a go-to website or something. Maybe you and I need to construct something here that has the follow-up information on these various attacks in these communities, like at Ferguson and Baltimore, and, you know, they keep going on and on, where there's accusations that, you know, law was out of order. And, you know, but we only hear the front page stuff. But the due process, as you know, which takes time, and it's very difficult in a society that is made up of what I call the microwave generation, yells in front of the microwave, hurry up, you know, things don't, they want the information like yesterday. And you can't. You've got to go through due process and get all the facts together. But unfortunately, the mainstream media and other outlets do not report on this. And we need to have some go-to follow-up website of some sort that says, this is what happened. You know, the police were set free. It was found to be without merit or whatever, so that we have that as a reference as opposed to somebody's misguided memory and their own narrative on something and misrepresentation. And you talk about the potential door opener for fake news. It's all over the place in these instances.
Yeah, and so often you hear the first headline. So whatever, however the angle they think it is first, well, that's when you have the least information to write it. We need to make sure we follow up and understand the story. We're actually trying to do that with in regard to Senator Sessions, because people come out with these stories and you're going, really? And when you dig deeper, it doesn't have to dig very deep even, you realize, oh, this is all baloney. This is nonsense.
Yeah.
And so our website's confirmsessions.com, but, you know, I think so many issues deserve that kind of deeper coverage. So you can understand the rest of the story, like they used to say. You need to know the whole thing.
Exactly, without a doubt. Kerry Severino, who has been with us, Kerry, Chief Counsel, Policy Director of the Judicial Crisis Network. Kerry, we look forward to these hearings. As you know, they always expose people on both sides, and it will be refreshing to maybe get down to the whole truth and nothing but. What do you think?
I hope that's what we get to hear. So tune
exactly.
In tomorrow and the Wednesday.
You got it. Kerry, thank you so much for being with us. This is
Blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many people with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP health tip after this.
Are you paying too much for your Medicare Part D prescriptions? At Walgreens, that's a question you won't have to ask. As a preferred pharmacy with many of the nation's top plans, Walgreens offers copays now as low as $0 on select plans. Millions of people have Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy in their network, which means you could be saving big. So switch your prescriptions and start saving today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Applies to Tier 1 generics.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, just the way you like me, live and fresh every day, Monday through Friday. Welcome back, America. Coming at you 9 to noon, Monday through Friday. That'll be 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. And it's time for Bob Waliszewski. He's out there where it's blistering and blowing and it's cold. And, hey, you got snow along with, what, about 48 of the other states of the Union?
Yeah, we still have snow, but the wind that's blowing and blustery, like 60 miles an hour, is actually a Chinook wind, which comes from an Indian word, I'm told, that means snow eater. So it's actually warm, relatively warm wind.
Oh, really?
Taking the snow with it, yeah.
Yeah, wow.
The Chinook wind.
Well, the Chinook, that's good to know. I mean, that's one for, you know, we got to mark that down. So next time if I need Chinook help, I know to call you.
It means warm snow eater. There you go.
Snow eater. There it is. Bob Waliszewski, Focus on the Family's Director of Media and Culture. Also, the director of Focus's infamous Plugged In department, where you go to their website, pluggedin.com, for all the information. Well, the Golden Globes last night, La La Land did a great job, huh?
Yes, and since that film ended up on my favorites for the year, looking back, it was not a perfect film, but I felt for mature teens or certainly a date night couple, it had possibilities. I love the ending of the film.
Mm-hmm.
I won't spoil it, but and I know you saw it as well. Mm-hmm. It was just a film that had the absolute right message for the particular scene it was displaying. They went the right way, and you know, I wanted to stand up and applaud is what I wanted to do, because I really liked that film. So the fact that film did well and the Golden Globes recognized it, I thought was pretty good. You know, one thing, Bill, that did strike me, though, there was a point where Meryl Streep came up to accept a Lifetime Achievement Award.
Yes.
And in it, she maligned President Trump, never mentioned him by name, but she talked about how a person in leadership had maligned a handicapped person, and we all remember that particular story. Right. We knew exactly who she was talking about, and she went on to say, the press needs to hold people in power more accountable. And so, and since this is an award from the Hollywood Foreign Press Association, she was calling on that. Mm-hmm. I agree with that. If Trump actually was maligning, and I know he says he wasn't, if he was, it was wrong, and hopefully he'll never do that again. But more importantly, what Meryl Streep says applies to Trump. She didn't realize, but it applies to her. Yes. It applies to all those Hollywood that are in power. You know, where is the press that's keeping them accountable? Mm-hmm. So when they make a movie that glamorizes something that's illegal, let's say drug use, you know, and she was in one, by the way, with Steve Martin, where they glamorize smoking pot. Right now, the title escapes me, but I can still picture the scene. Who was keeping her accountable at that time? Mm-hmm. You know, when a movie glamorizes intimacy outside of marital bounds, who's keeping Hollywood accountable? So anyways, it was good words, and I think what she said was right on. I just don't think she was looking in the mirror at the time, and I hope that maybe some of her listeners did see it differently.
Well, it's hard to see when you got a 2x4 in your own eye, right?
Didn't As we hear say. That from the greatest teacher whoever
of all time? Yes, exactly. Well, and that's the deal. What happens is that when you know, it's like my old mentor used to say, you got to be careful when you point fingers because you got one going out and three coming back
and
at you.
Four, you know.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah, it's and listening to her speech, I'm going, you know, she could. Well, this is what happens sometimes when you put yourself in that position; it becomes self-indicting, and in a sense, she was using the bully pulpit of her stage and her position.
Yeah,
and of course, then you know, what does Donald Trump do? He responds in kind. He uses his Rogue One laser tweeter and fires one back over the bow of her boat, letting everybody know in his Twitter universe that she's nothing but an overrated actor. So, you know, here it is. So what did it do? I think it took away from her. I mean, here's her moment to be acknowledged for her body of work, which is tremendous. And, and she subordinates that to her own political opinion. And, of course, like many in the celeb world who were so sold out for Hillary Clinton, they remain in shock. You know, they don't know
they
what to do.
They moved to Canada, though, even though they told us several of them were going to, but I don't think they bought tickets yet.
No.
That.
Well, I think
speaking of buying tickets,
yes.
People bought a lot of tickets to go see Rogue One once again,
mm-hmm.
4 weeks
yes.
in a row at number one. No surprise, almost a half a million it's made domestically. You know, kudos to a film that we gave a 3.5, a good score for families.
You say half a million. You meant half a billion, right? Or did I mishear you?
Oh, did I say half a million? Yes, half a billion. Excuse me.
Yes.
Thank you, Bill.
Yeah, right.
I'm glad. Speaking of holding people accountable.
Yeah, it's another one of those zeros, you know. Hey, you know what the heck.
Yeah, well, yeah. Number two at the box office was
nice surprise
that I liked, and
yes.
Not a perfect film. Hidden Figures, the story of the three African-American women highlighted in the film who helped with the space program, not only to help it get launched correctly, but more importantly to get John Glenn, the astronaut, back home, which was the difficult part when it came to mathematics. And that was kind of pre-computers. IBM had just in the movie is just brought a computer to NASA, but they were mm-hmm. trying to figure out and work the bugs. I don't know how true that was. And they may have played, you know, a little bit of a license there. But anyhow, it certainly was brand new. I know that. Computers were just coming on. But the women, despite prejudice, they had a calming presence, and they just stayed the course and persevered and took everything in stride. And the film applauds that. And I applaud this film, except there was one scene that did bother me a lot. And that was I think the director thought these women look too studious or too brainy. I'm going to try to bring them down to earth and make them look cool. So I'm going to do a scene where they all get drunk together. Mm-hmm. Well, that particular scene was a big spoiler. I already thought they were cool. when they got drunk together, now it lost respect. I don't know if that represents something that happened in real life. Who knows what their drinking habits were. But, you know, for a film for families, and this one really did have family appeal, and obviously with 21.8 million over the weekends, a lot of families showed up. It could have been cooler in my mind if they'd have left that out. So,
and what a great
message. And a little
bit
of language in that film, too.
Yeah. And what a great message, Bob. I mean, you know, because these are some of the stories that you don't hear about. Again, this is the beauty of the United States of America. Not about the color of your skin, the content of your character, your God-given gifts. And here it is, a platform that was allowed for these women to exercise their God-given gifts. And what did they do? I mean, they are huge when you consider what they contributed to aerospace and to history. And, you know, it is just a wonderful story. And I think one that people of all color and I think all of us who think in terms of a unified country embrace and are excited to see. And it's just, you know, it's like one of those things, you know, a little bit of disappointment. It makes you wonder how many other stories like this that we have not heard that are yet to be told.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Well, I think there's tons. Number 13 at the box office, down quite a bit actually, is a new film called The Monster Calls that I want to highlight as we in our last few seconds, minutes, whatever we have. Yep. But this is a story that focuses on a tween boy who really is facing a monster in his life. It's not a monster, but it's the monster of his mom's cancer. She's dying slowly, and as such, he imagines a tree monster that uproots itself at midnight, just a little after midnight every night, and comes to visit him. The first time we see that monster is incredibly scary, red eyes, and this looks mean. And so you wouldn't want to take your younger kids, but we soon realize that this is a monster of his imagination who's got an arm around him, who's helping him walk through his mom's cancer. And it's another film I like, especially for families that might be dealing with a tragedy. It wouldn't have to be cancer, certainly could be, but any kind of tragedy, this film begs families to come together and talk about what they're going through together, because that's part of what's needed in this film itself. So I like both of the Hidden Figures. We gave a 3.5 out of 5. A Monster Calls, we gave a 3.5 out of 5. So both pretty good family-friendly scores for new films hitting the box office. By the way, they weren't technically new. Both of them had come out at Christmas.
Right.
But they were new in that they came out in wider release.
Wider release, yeah. Hidden Figures, I think last week was only about 25. This week, you know, up to about almost 2,500 screens. So it definitely made it a player, and it was a nice surprise to see it scoring, you know, in the second position. Rogue One continuing to hold down to number one, though. It's not going to be knocked down easy, I guess, here.
No. Probably watch it hit number one again next week, I think, and then we'll see what happens. So, because the film that's up against it is a film called Monster Trucks, which we'll talk about a little bit more about. It's a PG-rated film. Which I actually saw, I'll say this much. It surprised me that I liked it for its target audience more than I thought I would. I went in thinking, I'm not going to like this film, and came out and saying, if my son was 12 years of age, I'd take him. So.
Right, exactly. Well, good fun. Well, I think we're all still 12 years old, you know, in some parts. You know, but that's a whole other discussion. And then we need one of the therapists from down the hallway at Focus on the Family to help us out. So, Bob Waliszewski, Focus on the Family's director of media and culture, and Plugged In at PluggedIn.com. Thank you, Robert. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Bill.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Hey. And now, 3 years.